Yo, 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 what's up?
You are now tuned into the world premiere. This
world
is the
premiere.
A seed, a vision between two queens named Goldie. Goldie, my love, thing one, queen one. How you doing today? How you feeling?
I am blessed. I am highly favored. I don't have a complaint in the world. I'm honored and humbled. I thank you guys for tuning in.
Definitely.
Baby girl, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I am feeling elated. It is awesome. Hella vibrations. The frequency is outstanding on this good Sunday. I'm just happy to be here. Feeling very blessed. Definitely. Bigging up the people who's actually tuned in with us. Like the people who is giving it a shot, who taking their time out, their me time to definitely lend an ear. So we thank you so much. I thank
you.
Shout out, right? Two queens with dreams, and we made it happen. So I'm good. Okay. I'm good. But let me know. Let me know something. Introduce yourself. How about that?
Okay. So my name is Goldie. I'm originally from Oakland, California. I now reside in Atlanta. And yeah, so, you know, just follow along. I'm learning. We're learning.
Oh, she kept it short and sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do the same then. Okay.
Yeah.
With two I's and an E. I'm queen too. We're both, our names are spelled the same way. Yeah. I guess you'll have to catch on to our voice unless you know the region of where we reside and where we're from.
Or you can call us thing one and thing two.
True fact, thing one, thing two. On a good day though, queen one, queen two. How about that?
Yes. Queen one and queen two.
Yes, bitch, yes. I'm from Jamaica, Queens originally, and I currently live in North Carolina. I've been living here for some years. So we repping. We both on the East Coast right now. We originally came from two different sides of the world. We came as one, and we about to give it to y'all real quick. But for real, I just want to say thank you. I send blessings to everyone who's listening in. We're all about blessings while we're on the topic of it, maintaining a peaceful atmosphere for all this fun and education that this season and that these episodes are going to in tune. We need for those who are going to be listening in. Those are who are going to be blessing us with their presence. Please, we got some house rules that we would love for you to follow with us. Make sure whether you
go ahead. Sorry.
Make sure whether you're tuned in or whether you're not tuned in. Once you join this golden girl frequency, we need for you to ride with these. Period. Okay.
Period.
No, what we working with?
Okay. House rule number one: aspire to inspire. Like, wake up daily and aspire to be great. Be great so you inspire someone else to be great. You know, like, rest in peace to Nip. He said it best. The greatest human act is to inspire. Like, I've been told by quite a few people that I inspire them. And me personally, I just be feeling like I'm getting up on go doing this for me. But for someone to tell you that you inspire them, it's like, wow, like that's a touching feeling. Like, it does something for me. So yes, every day you wake up, aspire to be great so you can inspire someone else's greatness.
That's the truth.
Number two, you feel me, is positive, elevated vibes, energies, all of that. Positivity only. Like, when we're on here, when we're on this platform, and even when we're away from it, practicing positivity, like, it's hard because it's like sometimes it's easier to just think negative, but that negativity does nothing for you except make things worse. Like, legit, wake up positive. Don't, tomorrow morning on Monday, don't wake up like, damn, it's Monday. Wake up like, damn, it's Monday, my nigga. Like, we're gonna conquer this shit. When I tell you, when you wake up with a better attitude, your day will go by and you're not even gonna think about it being Monday. Like, so positive thoughts, positive vibes, positivity, like, spread that shit. Okay.
Oh,
spread that shit like you spread those rumors, like you spread those lies, like overpower that shit. When you see negativity coming your way, change the tune. You have the control to change the atmosphere.
You can shut the negativity down. Tell them you don't want to hear it.
Shut it down, walk away from it, whatever. Like, don't allow other people's negative energy affect your mood or your energy. All right? And last but not least, house rule number 3. Okay, we about this melanin. We about self-loving this melanin. So we finna let it drip. We got melanin drip for sale, like, all day. If you gotta love everything about the melanin when you're listening to the Golden Girl talk, like, for real. Like, drip, drop,
drop. Drop, drip, drop, they drop.
That is the sound of melanin dripping.
Be unapologetically you.
Melanated, yes.
Love that melanated skin you're in. Walk in it while you're walking in it and be unapologetically the person that you want to be. Just try to make sure you're incorporating inspiration and positivity when you're walking these planes. It's going to take you far farther than you know. Change up the tune. If things aren't working for you, I can guarantee you, if you incorporate a positive mindset, you will see growth, you will see change, you will see a difference, and you won't be in that situation anymore. So it's totally great to incorporate
perspective is everything.
Definitely. They're keynotes. So thank you so much for those house rules, Goldie, because that's the truth. Listen, keep that frequency going. Keep that frequency going. Yeah.
All right.
To be honest, because I'm sure people know, but really your personality and how you are every day, how you carry on in a social manner with your friends, it's transparent. That's what I'm saying. It transfers over to your business energy, to those, whether you rock with them or not, whether you cool with them or not. You should be able to be cool with them. You should be able to find some topic of conversation, be able to maintain one for the sake of yourself. Because if you get into business for yourself, everybody who you channel with in business, you're not going to be cool with. Everyone is not going to have the same lingo as you. So you have to figure out how to be universal. It's so many of you want the business, you want the dream, but you don't want to do what it takes to go get it. You don't want to be transparent. You don't want to be nice. You don't want to be positive. You don't want to smile. You want to be an Instagram model. You want to look cute. You know, it's not. Now you can look cute now because I love a bad bitch now. I love a bitch. You can look cute, but you gotta be just as cute in your heart. Your spirit gotta be just as cute because it'll make you radiate even more. So queens, please link up, embrace one another, uplift one
and
another.
And kings.
Listen, kings, that's
brothers, we need y'all to link up.
Everything that she's saying, I am like spot on. I totally agree. I really think that it's important for queens to embrace one another. Kings as well, I'm about to definitely tip and tap on your shoulder. But for us queens within our kingdom, we need to embrace one another. It'll actually help the next queen be good for her king. You know what I'm saying? To help the support, it's too much competition going on. This is something that grew from social media. Positivity, likes, support, recognize, turn into business. This is trust. We never met each other physically, but honestly, I really have trust. We're actually creating a platform to show you that there is trust out here. You have to find the right people. That person has to be on the same path you're on, because it's not going to be everybody. This is not a everybody thing, but we're actually trying to make it become a everybody thing. Change the narrative, baby. Once you could touch that shoulder, you don't never know when that person walk away if they carry that on, but that's the goal. So you got to keep feeding it. You got to keep feeding it into the community. And that's definitely what we're about. We're about, you know, just giving back, about being positive, and networking, entrepreneurship. We're really big on that on this platform. You'll see us incorporate that in a lot of different ways, a lot of different angles, because that's really what we're doing. That's how we got here. Networking, that's going to be a really big, you know, focal point, and helping structure. We'll have resources. Goldie will definitely talk to you about that in a little bit, but this definitely was just a little bit on how we met, how we're going to continue to meet, and we're probably going to have something big. You know, when we meet in person, we're going to have to record that, because that's for the books. Like,
Right. That is going to be for the archives.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to grow. They're going to watch us grow. Hopefully you guys will, you know, tune into our journey. You know, the goal is to definitely, you know, create this baby, watch the child, and check the adult. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what we're trying to do.
Like, speaking of, like, how we met, or not even how we met, but our relationship, our bonds, our common grounds, like, we are huge Nip supporters, Nipsey Hussle supporters. Like, and I feel like
that is a pure fact.
I know with us for a fact, like, we will have those moments where we'll just be like, damn, Nip.
Like, damn, Nip. Like,
gone too soon, way too soon. It was, if you don't know, Nipsey Hussle was way more than just music. You feel me? So rest in peace to him. My love, condolences, and prayers go out to his family. He told a story. He gave resources. He gave you the blueprint within his music. He told you how he did it. And everybody's way is not going to work for everybody, but he laid it out in a way to where even if it doesn't work for you, you are able to find your way. Like, that's true entrepreneurship. He had his hands in everything. And that's another reason why he's a huge everything. He's a huge advocate. He's like one of the biggest influencers. Influencers in my life, because it's like from how you treat people, how you treat yourself, how you expect people to treat you. It's like a lot of people have expectations of how they want to be treated, but they don't know how to treat people the way they want to be treated.
Preach.
You know? And it's like, that's how you build businesses. You, like, the way he affected everybody, whether you were a fan and you just met him at a meet and greet, or you never met him and you just seen him on TV in his interviews or whatever, or even with the celebrities, how they feel about him and his family. Like, he was a genuine soul, and you could see that. And it's like, you have to be genuine with people in order to become self-employed, or in order to run a business, or in order to be a boss, or quality. An entrepreneur, huh?
Yeah, quality.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be all of that. And he's a great, like, he was a great role model. Like, he laid the path clear out. And, you know, so getting into entrepreneurship is very huge. Like, we can't continue to keep making everybody else rich. We need to get back to focusing on getting us rich.
That is the
truth. Other get rich. So, like, whether it's a side hustle, you can call it a side hustle, a business, a corporation, whatever you want to call it. You feel me? Create it so it's something that you can pass down to your little ones that and you teach them the game, because they are future. If we not teaching them nothing, then how we expect them to take care of us when we can't do nothing no more? You feel
me? That's the issue. I think that's a big issue. It's a lot of not teaching, a lot of not passing on, a lot of unneighborly love, unneighborly support, especially within the community. Black people, we are in high demand. We are in low demand, but high demand. And they don't want us, and they need to repopulate and regenerate themselves, because we're outsourcing them. But as far as the attention that we're going to get, we're in high demand to be devalued, to be depreciated, to be gone.
The thing about it is, we're so high in value that they are afraid. We're not going to get into that, but I just want to touch on that, because it's like, as long as we continue to have this hate towards each other, or go against each other and not come together as a family or as a community as we should, as we know we should. That's why, you know, together we stand, united we stand, divided we fall. So as long as we divided, we too busy fighting each other that we not even paying attention to them, or we not even able to fight them. So we need to really come together, and we'll be able to run our own shit, have our own shit. Like, you know, I feel like personally, we got enough barbershops, we got enough beauty salons, we got enough of all that. We need some beauty supply stores, we need some Walmarts, we need some Targets, we need some Whole Foods, We need some Aldi, some Kroger, some, we need grocery stores. We need schools. We need to teach our own, because what they teaching us, you see how fucked up we grew up. Like, we had to grow up learning all this bullshit, learning all they lies and shit. And now here we are grown, trying to relearn, trying to figure it out.
That's how I'm like,
we up here unlearning and relearning. So because they didn't teach us the necessities, they didn't teach us taxes, they didn't teach us equity, they didn't teach us credit, they didn't teach us none of it. Here we are grown, and now we have to learn this shit. So it's our responsibility. We need schools, we need libraries, because they're banning books that they know is gonna help us. But you know what? I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna leave it alone, because I am going deep right now. But you know, I forget who said it, but they was like, you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book.
Because listen, somebody just
knowing,
said that.
Us knowing how to read is no longer against the law, but we will not pick up a book. And people look at me crazy when I be like, in my free time I like to read.
Girl, you just touched my soul. You really did.
So, like,
because
I said, I am going too deep, so I'm going to stop right there. But yes,
what you just said, somebody said yesterday in the conversation in the car with me and my husband. That shit is deep.
Yeah.
It's deep. But it also, to me, it also shows you how they know they've been toying with us from what we have learned.
Exactly.
Media is polluting us, and it's diluting our community. It makes the others kind of look at our community, embody, like it, kind of switch it up, you know. And then for us, it makes us compete within the media, because we see how much of an influence we are within the media. So I just stop combating with your neighbors. Stop leaving your homegirls at the club with these strange ass people. Stop going to places and not leaving with who you came with. I mean, that's just minor traits. Mm-hmm. That's the smallest thing. Kanika Jenkins, just little things mm-hmm. that people just don't have a level of care. What if me and Goldie met up? We went out somewhere and I was just on some fuck shit. And Shorty was like, yeah, I'm about to do that. And I don't care. So I'm gonna let her do it. Like, nah, Shorty. Now, if something happened to her, it ain't no golden girl talk. It ain't none of that. Mm-hmm. It stretches farther than that. You got to look out for the next day. You got to be prepared. You got to think. Stop living for that moment. Stop living for that day. Stop dividing. Stop dividing them legs. Come together. Come together, my queens. That's all I'm saying is come together. It's important. My kings, we need y'all. Whatever y'all need, because it's something that y'all need in this community, because some of our men,
they need love. They need support. They need love. They've been torn down by Black women. They've been torn down by white supremacy. They've been torn down by the judicial system. They've been torn down by
everything.
Each other.
I'm so much about womanism. Don't get me wrong. I'm about a strong woman, an independent woman. But I need women to know that kings are needed. Both sex are needed here for a reason. We weren't
That's
both.
That's why it takes two to make a child.
It takes two. So just please try to keep that respect, learn about that respect, figure out a way to incorporate it, and stop listening to your poisonous ass friends. Don't call on
get the toxic folks out your life. It doesn't matter if it's a friend, a family member, a coworker. Jobs are toxic too. When you start feeling like I got a headache before I get to work, get out that job. Start fix your resume and get up out that shit. That stress, that mental stress, it's not gonna help you. It's not gonna help you perform better. It's gonna drain you. Like, and we don't need that, because those jobs don't care about us. Well, if we drop down today, they gonna have somebody else in your spot less than 3 days later.
All of that still ties into the importance of entrepreneurship, and it's serious.
Definitely.
Obvious example of it is launching a new business. With that comes the risk. Any entrepreneur, you have to be willing to lose to make capital. You gotta go
to cut you off. But I know we was talking about entrepreneurship and all of that, but I just said something about mental health. And I feel like before I go any deeper into entrepreneurship, I have to touch on mental health, because it's not the norm to talk about your mental health or seeking therapy or anything like that within the Black community. It's like we've always been taught that, you know, I ain't going to see no shrink or something wrong with you just because you're going to seek help. No, sometimes you need to talk to somebody that don't know you. Talk to somebody that you know, don't know the situation. Somebody that can give some expert advice without giving you some toxic advice. Somebody that's actually trying to help you grow from whatever trauma you have experienced. And the reason why I want to touch on that is because there is something, a lot of us work these jobs, right? A lot of us have insurance. If you, whether you want to talk about it or not, if you feel like you need to speak to somebody, go speak to somebody without having to console it with your friends if you feel like that. You feel me? Like, because should nobody judge you based on, did nobody experience what you've experienced? So you know how it's affecting you. I know with my health insurance, they got something called an EAP program. Mm-hmm. And basically, depending on your health provider, contact them. They might have something where your insurance covers a certain amount of visits with a therapist. You feel me? With mine, I get 6. And then after those 6, it's only like a $40 copay. So y'all know I'm going to talk to somebody because I've been through a lot.
Yeah.
And true. I highly recommend it. If you have insurance through your job, you might as well see if that's something that is available to you because you're already paying for it. Why pay for it and not use it? You know?
And there's nothing wrong with using it at all. The issue is that people think that there's an issue with using it. As a person that has a background in insurance on scale, whether it be commercial or Medicare, if you have any questions, actually, we'll begin to open up a Q&A to help with commercial driven insurance. But she is absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful resource, Goldie, my sister. That was beautiful that you brought that up. EAP is Employee Assistance Program, and it is something that is offered on a lot of scale as well. We support it every avenue for every person. This is not specific to a queen. This is for a queen, for a king, for a child, for a teen, in whatever walk of life you're on. Talk about it and stop talking about it, like she said, to toxic people. Social conversation is not the same as this outlet that you need. Sometimes that feedback, you don't even realize what it does to you subconsciously and how it changes and shifts your life. Mm-hmm. You need people to listen. You need people to listen and to help you evaluate, not always to listen and tell you what they think. Mm-hmm. You need to find you. That's what's going to help you. Not
also with those programs, if your family, like if you feel like your children needs to seek a therapist, it covers them as well.
Yes, as if they're listed dependents, they do
have to be listed
on your policy. If you are carrying them, it does stretch out and pan to them as well. So if you don't have any knowledge about this, definitely check with your HR or your customer service insurance department with your job.
Sorry that I drifted off, but I really needed to touch on that because it's so important and it's like it's taken lightly. So, you know, we need to take our mental health so much seriously nowadays. Like, these jobs don't care about us. At the end of the day, don't nobody care about us. So we got to care about us.
That's the truth. It's still really not off the topic because, to be honest with you, your mental health, you know, that transfers your personality and how you are on an everyday basis. And that personality is the same thing you need for networking. Mm-hmm. You need to have that approachable personality. You need to kind of be happy with yourself. You need to find a balance, or you need to be able to roam this world, you know, and be healthy in a mental state to do what you need to do at the best capacity that you can do it. Right. So it was really good for you to let them know, to bring them on to that, because that is something that's definitely needed on a major scope, even to assess that. Because, you know, if things are going on, you can't focus on that business. If you're trying to shake yourself up, if you're trying to get yourself together to a certain point, you're never going to be perfect. But at least, you know, strong enough to have the confidence in yourself to realize that it's about loving and caring others. But if they have any negativity to offer, you don't need it, you don't want it, you don't deserve it, and how to move around it. Okay. Right. So definitely, like I said, that was awesome. Please be approachable, people. Please be approachable. And that's just in every situation. So just definitely, I wanted to just throw that in there. You were definitely right on track with that.
Thank you. Um, Okay, and so before we wrap it up, because we definitely we could really talk all day, but before we go ahead and wrap it up, I would like to go ahead and introduce you guys to my drum roll, please. The Bulletin Corner. All right. So the Bulletin Corner is basically a few bullet points that we are briefly going to touch on, some events, some awareness for the month, yada yada yada. All right, so first, it's June. It's what, the second Sunday of the month. So it's still a new month. New month means new goals. It's not too late to set a new goal for this month. One of my goals was to be active for 30 days straight. So far, so good. We're on day 9 and I'm still kicking ass, getting these steps in and all types of stuff. Right. Baby girl, Goldie thing too, done pulled out the jump rope. So we up here jump roping on you hoes.
We twisting wrists.
Right, right. So we, so yeah, be active. Being active helps. Like, it gets your blood pumping and all of that. So be active. June is also men's health awareness month. June is also cancer survivor month. So shout out to the survivors that beat that fight. Of them that didn't. Rest in peace to those fallen soldiers. But also, June is Juneteenth. Look on our Instagram page. I will definitely post some resources and a little bit of knowledge. That is the emancipation of slavery. So yeah, that, you know, we celebrate all these other holidays for Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's and stuff like that, but we don't do it for the culture. If you gonna do it for the culture, for real, do it for the culture.
Do it for the culture.
Celebrating does not always mean turning up and drinking and stuff like that. Hey, this is getting closer to the culture. This, so like, yes, get in tune, learn your history, learn how you can be better and pass this knowledge on. Each one teach one, you feel me? So that is going to be it for your Bulletin Corner.
I think,
girl, Goldie, again, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. See y'all next. Oh, wait. So next Sunday is going to be Father's Day. So if you are a dad and you want to give a shout out to yourself because you doing them daddy duties.
Because you're doing them duties.
If you know a dope ass dad or anything like that, please contact us. Hit us up in the DM on our Instagram so we can get you guys' help to shout out all these dads, because black daddies matter. You feel me?
They do. They're very vital in the kingdom.
For real. So, you know, all of y'all. So yeah, just hit us up in the DM. We got a lot more great stuff in store. And
yeah, great content. This is just the introduction. We just wanted you to get a feed of the personality
for us. And
yes, the golden girls that you will be listening and tuning into. I'm positively and confidently speaking that you should love and appreciate our journey, because we love y'all. We love you.
We love you.
We
okay,
do.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
I love you.
So again, yes, tune in next week, same time, same place. Do it with grace and have a wonderful week. We love y'all, and this is Golden Girl Talk. Peace.
Peace. We out of here. Have a good one. Be blessed.